Hi, I'm Sheila, and welcome to the Arn Minipod series, where we want you to hear from islanders about their villages, what makes the Isle of Arn special for them, and also what sort of things you might like to enjoy when you visit. This podcast is all about the community of Comore. Comore is situated right in the farming heartland in the south of the island. The undulating pastures roll towards the village, gathering at Lag. The whole area has a variety of accommodation, a distillery, hotel, art studios, walks, and is also the home of Comore's famous village hall and bunkhouse. This sits adjacent to the school and play park and is a focal point for everyone in this close-knit rural community. They even run a community bus. Just be sure and look out for the yellow bus and give it a wave. Comore is also the home to some fabulous beaches, one of which, Cleet Shore, is a designated naturist beach. So let's hear a little bit about beaches from Phyllis Picken, a leading light in Comore and one of the voluntary community bus drivers.
Comore is obviously one of the better ends of the island. It's situated down at the sunny south end. We've got our own wee microclimate, so you're obviously going to get a warm welcome. We have an abundance of wildlife, spectacular views over to Scotland, Ireland, Ailsa Craig. It boasts the new Lag Distillery, which is obviously one of the newest in Scotland, with Lag Hotel situated in its beautiful gardens. In our village hall, one of the best equipped on the island, we can cater for any event. We have the South End Studios with Asia and with her painting and jewellery, and Jennifer, who makes kilts. We've got Dave Furs, his wooden workshop up the hill past the church. In the village hall, we have our wee corner shop, which is open 24/7, a wee honesty shop, but it's got security cameras, just beware. And we have our bunkhouse, Sleeps 24, which ties in very well with the very famous Comore bus. Any social event you want, we've got beautiful cycle tracks and walks. The most famous one is the wee fairy walk through the fairy woods down past the Neolithic Turlin Cairn, which takes you down onto Turlin Beach and further on to Arran's best kept secret, which is the sandy beach at Lennamore. But shh, don't tell anyone.
Phyllis, can you just tell us a little bit more about Cleet's Shore?
I believe it is North Ayrshire's only designated nudist beach. It has been since the 1970s, I believe. And it is, it's a lovely sandy beach down there. From experience, it is used, but if you get your car stuck in the sand, put your clothes on before you go and ask the farmer to tow you out.
Thanks for that, Phyllis. So be sure and visit Comore during your Arn visit. And remember, if you're on Cleet Shore, it's not compulsory to go naked, but if you do, watch out for the farmer. Feel free to join us again to hear about more villages and check out our social media using hashtag WeAreArn. For more information, visit visitarn.com/cflb.